Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Celebrate the holiday season at Red Ink Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Red Ink, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Red Ink Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Red Ink. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Type amount of benefits mentioned here.
He still believes the American dream, but his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and back with us is Eric Brock, the CEO of Ondas Holdings, and, of course, a leading provider of autonomous aerial and ground robot intelligence through its Ondas autonomous system. And Eric, welcome back to the program. You guys have been on an absolute tear in terms of acquisitions and just beefing up an already robust defense, right?
Yeah, we have it, Randy. Thank you for having me. It's great to be back. But yeah, your observation is spot on. We've identified an opportunity in the market. It really is an imperative to bring scale to the defense and security technologies, particularly around the autonomous systems. And what I mean by that is we've articulated that if you have a drone or a ground robot or a sensor at the edge, you know, that's great. Well, it may happen to be exceptional, but at the same time, you know, when you're thinking about delivering these technologies at scales, it's not just about the system itself. It's about what you put around it. It's the supply chain and production. It's the field support and sustainment. And these are activities that the customers rely on, and it's part of your service delivery. And to be able to finance that, build a team, build a quality around delivering this technology really entails being bigger. And to be big, you have to have multiple revenue streams. So that's the core of the thesis, and that's what we're demonstrating. And we think it's a smart way to put together the company and the business.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like daily news from Ondas, and the latest is that you guys are set to acquire Roboteam, Tactical Ground Robotics. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Roboteam is really an exceptional company. They've been at this for a long time now, building a portfolio of ground robots, and those robots range from very small drones, ground robots, and of course, unmanned systems, we also refer to them, that can go into tunnels and do the small places. And then, of course, they have big ones as well, and those can carry payloads. It could be for emergency response. It can be for evacuating injured warriors, and it can be about delivering payloads into the front lines. So they have a portfolio. It's battle-proven or combat-proven technology, and they have a roadmap that's going to allow us to build even more capabilities here for robotics. The theme here, Randy, is putting the bots, as they say, before the boots, right? So putting these systems in so you protect the troops. And there's a tremendous amount of value we do here. I also add that they've got a proven customer base, which really validates the exceptional technology they've built.
Yeah, we're talking to Eric Brock here. I'm the National Defense CEO of Ondas Holdings. And so those are tactical ground robots. And I know that there was another company, Rift Dynamics, that you guys acquired for 500 WASP drones, or that was an initial order of 500 WASP drones. What is a WASP drone?
So a WASP drone is being produced by our partner, and we actually have an investment, as you highlight, in a company called Rift Dynamics out of Norway. And a WASP drone is a strike drone. So this is the so-called FPV drone that, or a one-way kamikaze drone or a trickable drone, that is really, exemplifies the new battlefield requirements. The wars are changing, the way we defend countries and homelands. You see that, every day still in Ukraine. So having the capability around a strike drone, to defend the homeland is essential, and that's what the WASP is.
You know, Eric, that's got to be pretty gratifying when you watch the news and you see what's happening in either Ukraine or any of the other 25 countries that that you guys operate in, and to see some of the equipment that's deployed and recognize that, hey, that's one of ours.
Mm-hmm. No, it sure is, and it's really essential. What we're seeing here is these new technologies around autonomy, and again, it's robotics, it's physical AI. It's really transforming how we defend and secure countries, and and of course, that's critical. This is really a mission for us. We are mission driven, and we want to play as a big a role as we can to bring these capabilities here to the homeland in the U.S., to the Department of War, Homeland Security, even protecting critical infrastructure. That's become essential as the technology landscape has changed.
Yeah, boy, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that I love about what you guys do, you referenced the Norway company, but the actual production of those units will be carried out in the United States, right?
Yes, and that is essential, right? We are, to build resiliency here, we need to rebuild our defense industrial base, our supply chain, and of course, we're playing a role in that. It's really important. So the WASP drone will be made by a contract manufacturer here in Pennsylvania. You noted earlier in our conversation that we had made our initial order to begin to seed the market with the WASP, and of course, we're expecting great things there. We're going to be reordering, but having that capability to build in the U.S. is essential. I'll also highlight, Randy, we made an investment recently in a company called PDW. That's Performance Drone Works. This is an exceptional company headquartered in Huntsville, Alabama. So they've got proximity to the U.S. Army. They're doing exceptional work in driving their drone platforms into the Department of War with the U.S. Army and other agencies. And I highlight them because they've built an exceptional amount of capacity here, manufacturing capacity, to build drones. And, you know, we're really proud of that. And that's essential, right, providing this, really critical need for, defense and resiliency of our country.
Absolutely. Every town's got its heroes. Veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers. The folks who show up when it matters most. Tractor Supply calls them hometown heroes. Verified hometown heroes receive exclusive Neighbors Club perks like 2% back on every purchase, free trailer rentals, same day delivery, and special discounts on hero holidays like July 4th and Veterans Day. It's easy to join. Just sign up for Neighbors Club and verify through ID.me. The benefits kick in automatically. Learn more at tractorsupply.com/hometownheroes.
Makita knows that pros never settle, and neither do we. With Makita, you get tools that perform at the highest level, on every job, without compromise. Makita is for the most detailed pros, expertly engineered to deliver precision, job after job. When your work calls for the best, call on Makita. Makita, built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
You're standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi high command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents
Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Order! Order!
Nuremberg, now playing only in theaters.
You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings. To learn more. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Think you can or think you can't? You're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Talking to Eric Brock, CEO of Ondas Holdings here on the National Defense. And Eric, I think we've covered this before, but I'm always fascinated by what you guys take back from actually boots on the ground and talking to the troops. Some of that feedback that you use in your next steps and the development of what you guys do.
No, that is essential. We call it building to purpose. If you get a group of engineers, they can think of all sorts of great things to create, whether it's in the air or on the ground. And that's really essential to the effort. However, getting out into the field, working with a customer, essentially, who is the warfighter, there's no other way to do it, right? You have to integrate them. You have to involve them because you have to build to their need. If you're building something that they can't use properly, you're really not doing your job. So we do feel this is iterative. We've been blessed to be able to work with our defense customers who really are partners. And to build this technology, which is complex, and to figure out how to deliver it at scale, there's really no way around it. Working with the customer very closely is essential.
And I would imagine the technology is just changing by the second in terms of AI-enabled defenses and what they're able to learn from technology, but also how they adapt to themselves, right? Are they just kind of always evolving?
They are, for sure. And, some of the, we talk about artificial intelligence and how that can improve these autonomous systems. And oftentimes those just sound like buzzwords, but there's a lot more than just a buzzword here. And specifically to the defense technologies, when you think about AI, what you're really talking about is machine learning. So our robots, whether they're flying or on the ground, have sensors. And those sensors are collecting data. That data is typically imagery, right? We'll capture something, a photo, right? These sensors are cameras, essentially. It could be a high resolution optical sensor. It could be a thermal sensor measuring heat, as an example. And what we're doing is when we capture that, we're training our drones to understand what that environment is. So navigation, for example, being able to navigate a drone without GPS, because in on the battlefield, you're not going to have GPS.
Sure.
It's spoofed, radio communications are jammed. So when you can train your drones to be more and more productive and navigate without, the traditional means, it's not just valuable, it's requirement. It's a new requirement. So, and then we begin to go down the path of integrating the aerial intelligence with the ground intelligence, and those systems begin to work together. And that's the whole thesis around us advancing to the systems type of architecture, where we're delivering aerial capabilities and ground capabilities to customers.
So fascinating. We're talking to Eric Brock here on the National Defense, and we were talking about some of those ground drones, and you mentioned that they were able to carry out some warriors. What size are we talking about? Give us a sense of the size of these things.
Well, we are going a bit bigger, but size isn't everything. It's like what your payload can carry and your flexibility, because these drones are built for purpose. So I'll go back to, you can build a drone. And so we had this experience in Israel where, as you know very well, the threats in the north with Hezbollah and then, in Gaza, there's tunnels, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want to bring a big drone to that tunnel because it's not going to be of any use. You bring the small drones. However, if you going to, say, the battlefield in Ukraine, where you're going over uneven terrain, you want to have a system that's big enough and flexible enough to carry for logistics, for example. So it's carrying equipment out to the field. At the same time, it can bring back a wounded soldier. So and that gives you some context of the size. You're going to have your ability to – the size is dictated by what the purpose is. And there's multiple purposes, obviously.
Yeah, and the other great point that you've made before is the fact that this has to go all the time, nonstop, because not only are we, Ondas producing all of these and partnering with different companies that are making some great strides in technology, but every other country is too, right?
For sure. And, that's a great point. As we're putting our business together, one of the opportunities we see is to leverage the technical development and capabilities across allied nations. As we've discussed previously, a lot of the technology that we're, developing is, being proven, combat proven in Israel. Similarly, companies like Rift or Norway are, in the front lines really of what's happening in, throughout NATO as they're preparing to continue to support the effort in Ukraine. And of course, we're doing really important work in the U.S. So if you can leverage these technologies that are best in class, you make them operational, and then you can deploy them at scale. There's all these efficiencies that related to cost to deliver this that can be reflected in the price you charge to the customer. So it's a bit of a flywheel impact here as we see this business model evolving, and being global is really essential.
Yeah, and I cannot tell you, Eric, you know, since we started talking to you and finding out more about Ondas and what you guys are doing, the feedback that we've had from our audience, especially the active duty deployed folks, is just great. They love hearing these developments, obviously. They love that you're on our side. And honestly, the feedback is incredible, because what a comfort that must be to somebody who's deployed right now, to know that these kind of things are going on, and these kinds of defense systems are operational, and that you guys are behind that.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to hear that, Randy, because we work really hard, and we're part of an ecosystem. We have many friends and partners who are doing this hard work alongside us. Oftentimes, that's leading to partnership opportunities, investment opportunities, as we've discussed. But there's all sorts of value. One thing we've chatted about recently, is the counter drone, market and that use case. That's become incredibly important, really, across the world. And we're, starting to see some traction there, but we're seeing here with the Department of Homeland Security, supported by, the Department of War, and other agencies, really putting their shoulder into this, to protect critical locations in the U.S. And we're seeing it throughout Europe as well. They're closer in proximity to the threats. And I point to an order we announced just a few weeks ago, where we're deploying our Iron Drone system to protect from the threat of hostile drones at a major international airport in Europe. And we expect that to broaden in terms of deployments across other airports throughout Europe. And that's just an example of how these technologies are being deployed to protect the homelands.
Wow, that's incredible and reassuring. and the fact that you guys are doing so much, I don't see Ondas slowing down anytime soon, right?
No, we're not. We're going to stay on our front foot here. We've articulated a really powerful investment strategy and growth plan. We are seeing significant support from our investors. And it's really, it's a fascinating point in time where we've got hundreds and hundreds and many more hundreds of companies that are doing the hard work to develop technology. And one of the gaps we have is now that the technology's mature, the end market's maturing, the adoption cycle has launched, is how do you get those technologies into the customer's hands?
Right.
And it's really about operating scale. So, we're seeing all sorts of opportunities to continue to engage with our ecosystem, whether it's partnering, acquiring these companies, and really helping open markets for them. And it's creating a lot of value. It creates value not just for the investors, but it does for the customers as well. It's for the talent. It's for the supply chain. And it's really for, the overall good of securing, our homeland.
Hey, I haven't talked to you, Eric, since the AUSA conference. How did that go for you at the meeting of the Army?
It was outstanding. Yeah, that was a massive conference, as you know well. There's lots of relationships that get built there. It's an opportunity for us to introduce new technologies, and really, and I think it's fair to say we've established new relationships both with customers and partners that are going to be very powerful. And we just look to build on them. So that AUSA event's nothing short of fantastic.
I would encourage anybody to go to Ondas. ondas.com. Check out just some great information about what we've been talking about. Eric, as always, great talking to you, man. Thank you for everything that Ondas is doing.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Randy. I look forward to chatting again in the future.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark's is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at NorthValleyDistributing.com.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And Neil McNulty is with us, a former Marine Corps infantry officer and the CEO of MMG Leaders, which is America's leading organization for the placement of military personnel and career transition into really satisfying civilian careers in their most desired geographic location. What a concept. Work where you want to. Neil joins us here in the National Defense. Neil, how are you?
Doing well, Randy. Thank you for having me.
What a great company this is. I've just found out about you guys, and you're the number one placement organization for military. And I would imagine a lot of that comes from your military experience and your transition, right?
Well, yes, it goes back about 40 years. I did 5 years active duty as a Marine Corps infantry officer, left active duty and worked with a whole bunch of placement firms to try to get a good career going. All of them said the same thing. They said you had to be totally open on geography and geographically flexible. They had great opportunities, but none of them where I wanted to live at the time. And I asked one of the recruiting firms, I said, how come nobody places people where they want to live? And he just said, nobody does that. You got to be wide open. Just like if you're a senior in college and, the recruiters come to visit the university, they tell you, hey, we got great opportunities for you, but, you got to go to Indiana or Cincinnati, wherever. So what I did is in November of 1984, 41 years ago, joined Management Recruiters International and developed a business model for placing military within 30 miles of exactly where they want to live. And nobody had done that. And this is before computers, when you had to actually get on a phone book and dial up telephones. And so created the model. And then when computers came on the scene in the 90s, the model was very well refined. And I ended up offices from Virginia Beach to Seattle, specializing in the placement of military within 30 miles of exactly where they want to live. And to add to that, almost everybody leaving active duty has a favorite location, but it's been taught to them over and over again in all transition programs, except ours, that they have to be flexible on geography. Well, they don't. Within 30 miles of any point on a map is a job that fits them like a glove. They just need the proper guidance to get it.
Wow. Yeah, we're talking to Neil McNulty here in the National Defense, CEO of MMG Leaders. And Neil, it's almost, your model is almost an anti-military model. It's, you've been told in the military to go here, go there. You have no choice in the matter. And you're giving these folks a choice to not only get the job they want, but to make it possible for them to live within 30 miles. And this is the 30-30 system that we're talking about, right?
Correct. It's called the 30-30 job search, 30/30 job search. And it is a process step by step on landing opportunities within 30 miles. Almost everyone who leaves active duty has a favorite location. A lot of them met, their high schools or whatever, went off into the military, and now they've been told wherever to go. And now it's time that they've earned the opportunity to live where they want to live. They've served honorably, and now they're going into their second career. So it's an honor for us to put people in great opportunities located where they want to live. And as a sidebar here, what we do is we identify business leaders. We don't just identify opportunities, jobs that are advertised. We find people who own, run, and lead companies, big and small, that are within 30 miles of that person's favorite location, and we identify them and we get interviews with those people. 75% of our placements and hires are where the business leader hadn't planned on hiring anybody but was so impressed with the military person that they said, I've got to get this person on my team.
I was going to ask you about that because over the course of the last 41 years, I can tell you just from the course of doing this show for almost 15, it seems like companies are really starting to wake up about hiring veterans and what great employees they make. Is that what you've seen?
Well, it's interesting you should say that because everybody is very pro-veteran. Nobody is anti-veteran.
Sure.
They all want to help. Everyone wants to help, but they all make the same mistake. The same mistake is that if they've never been in the military, they don't understand military rank structure. They don't understand occupational specialties. And there are great career transition programs, such as ETAP and TAP. That's a federal program that everyone leaving active duty has to go through that teaches how to translate those skills and experiences. But when only 2% of the entire population in the United States has been in the military before, you're talking about a steep hill for education.
Yeah.
What we do is teach that candidate how to translate when they're in front of somebody who owns a company and how to create a wow factor, where here you have a business owner that's not really sure what this person can do. So they're looking at this person and they're trying to categorize them, but we get them in the category of, wow, I got to get this guy on my team, or I've got to get this young woman on my team. he or she has done some tremendous things for a young person. Also for senior officers as well. We place a lot of very senior people that have done 20 to 30 years. We serve from E3 up to O9, and up to Lieutenant General, up to 3 stars. Like 4 stars is the only rank that doesn't need any help. The phone rings on its own.
Yeah. We're talking to Neil McNulty here on the National Defense. Is there any best industry that is hiring more military right now?
Well, all the defense companies that are defense-related hire military. They understand what's involved. Matter of fact, they're on every base. They're out in every military town. The smaller privately owned companies, and this is where there's a whole lot of value that goes unrealized, is that the military person is usually trained that bigger is better. When some of the greatest careers are with the small to mid-sized companies have between 30 and 200 people, where the owner sees that person every day and says, this is, you know, a very top performing individual. And so what we also do is we educate on how to not rule out things that you've never thought about before. So many young people and also experienced veterans with over 20 years think that the defense industry, because that industry is what they're familiar with, is the way to go. Well, defense is good, but sometimes, you know, making widgets and things that have nothing to do with defense can be a fantastic career that they're uneducated about or they don't know about, and they need somebody to tell them about that so that they don't think that bigger is always better. Sometimes smaller and nimble, you know, like special forces operations, elite type organizations that you've never heard of before, can have some real career gold that, you know, that they weren't aware of.
Yeah, and our audience, Neil, we're on over 400 radio stations in the United States and Armed Forces Radio Network. So if somebody is listening right now that is actively deployed and getting ready to transition out, what advice would you have for them? What do they need to do to get ready to be employed?
Well, if they're deployed right now, you know, that, to me, that's kind of very unfortunate, because I've interviewed over the years literally hundreds of military that stepped off the ship 2 weeks earlier in their expiration of active services, you know, right now. And so, you know, it's very unfortunate when somebody is deployed and as soon as they get home, you know, boom, they're out of the military and that's it. You know, I think that if somebody is within 6 months of transitioning off active duty, they should be non-deployable. But that, you know, that's not my say. For somebody that's overseas right now and, you know, and they're looking at an expiration of active service, you know, to them, it's a scary thing. It's an end of a paycheck. They're terrified. And so, you know, I've spoken with, you know, veterans that have been in some intense combat, and they say, hey, this career transition stuff is more scary than going through, you know, a firefight.
Yeah.
I would advise that person to, because with technology today, that they can reach out to people that are stateside and start building their network. But also I would advise them this, and this could be comforting to them. I have never seen a good military person be unemployed for long if they really wanted to go to work. You know, so they should take comfort in that there's a job for them. And and it's going to fit. You know, a lot of people are, you know, they go into something and they feel like it's not a great fit, and that's okay. A lot of them, you know, go into something and it does fit. But there is a career and an opportunity for everybody. You know, I am saddened when I hear someone's overseas and they're, you know, deployed, and as soon as they get home, 2 weeks later, they're off active duty.
Right.
But for that person, there is, you know, there's going to be an opportunity. There's going to be a job for them, whether we help them or somebody else does, or they find it on their own. The key is to reach out to people who own, run, and lead companies. I'm not talking about, you know, our colleagues in human resources. You know, I'm talking about people who own businesses, people, you know, who are the decision makers. All of them have email addresses. All of them have, you know, phone numbers. You can email them and just introduce yourself. You don't even attach a resume and say, you know, I'm moving back to, you know, North Platte, Nebraska. As soon as my deployment's over, I'd love to meet you. And a lot of them will meet, and then they'll be so impressed that they'll actually hire that individual.
I like that. I love all of that philosophy. Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, shop appliance savings and get up to 35% off select appliances like Samsung. Upgrade your kitchen with the Samsung Bespoke 4-Door Refrigerator. Now featuring the dual auto ice maker with sphere ice, only at the Home Depot. You'll have perfectly chilled drinks for every gathering. Shop appliance savings now at the Home Depot. Offer valid 12/11 through 12/31 U.S. only. See store online for details.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Know what they don't know. They're venturing out into something totally unfamiliar, unless they're going into a defense company. And most people leaving active duty will go into something and they usually leave it within 2 years because that 2 year period shows them what they do want to do and what they don't want to do. But underemployment is a sad situation. And I think it's directly related to the fact that there are great career transition programs for military. There's at least 30 of them. Every major veterans organization has a career transition program, but I don't know a single one of them that does the most important component of all, and that is the generation of interviews. Yeah, you can be the most motivated person coming off active duty and go through ETAP or Pathfinder or a whole bunch of different organizations and getting some great scoop. But then they leave it up to you to generate your own interviews. And so they sit there and look at the computer scared to death. They look at that telephone scared to death. They just went through all these different classes about, resumes and interviewing. But they have a tremendous amount of skills, but they don't know how to generate interviews. And that's the missing component to just about every single program. And I'm going to tell you, I know every program. And none of them except the for-profits actually generate interviews. They'll have career fairs where they'll have 20 companies there meeting with people. But I'm talking about that individual soldier, sailor, airman, marine, the Space Force person who wants to have a one-on-one interview with a decision maker.
Yeah, I think career,
that's on I
think,
them.
I think career fairs are a joke for the military because, number one, at the career fairs, you don't have the decision makers there. You have the assistant.
The screeners.
Yes, the screeners, the assistant to the assistant. And, I mean, you make a great impression with them. Who cares? I mean, it may or may not take you to the next level. But the thing that you guys do that's so impressive, not only getting the interview for them, and then placing them in the position, but within 30 miles of where they want to live. That's, it's incredible.
When it happens, they are absolutely stunned with joy.
I'll bet.
I mean, I've got a whole bunch of thank you notes saying, I went to all these different career fairs and everything, and they all told me I could never get a job right here in Reading, Pennsylvania. And now I'm working, but the education piece is important. You got to train them to be open and to pursue companies they've never heard of before. And when people haven't heard of a company right away, their radar goes off like, oh, that's kind of risky. No, I'm talking, in every zip code are literally hundreds of companies,
right,
of which 90% of them most people don't know about. But the big companies everybody knows about, and everyone's bombarding the big companies with job applications, and they're getting nowhere. Those are the people that are going to the career fairs.
Yep.
What the key to getting a job where you want to live is to identify business leaders who run companies you don't know. I was in a conference once where I was just on an expert panel and they were all talking about networking. Oh, you got to network, network, network. I got up there and I said, with all due respect to my colleagues, networking is overrated. The whole place gasped. I said, networking is good. Touch base with the people you know, but the best people to contact are people you don't know and make them aware of you so that they're curious about you and that they meet you. The people you know are going to give you charity meetings. They're not going to hire you.
Right.
The people who don't know you are going to hire you.
Yeah, that's so interesting, Neil. We're talking to Neil McNulty here on the National Defense CEO of MMG Leaders. And just as a great example of it, to kind of underscore what you're talking about, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. I could name, there was just a list in the Kansas City Business Journal of family-owned businesses in Kansas City that you would never know about. I can't even tell you the revenue generated by this collection of businesses that you've never heard of. So what a great point that is.
Yeah, and 90% of those companies would be great for a military person, but yes, that military person is totally unaware of those companies.
Wow. How did that click with you early on?
Well, the way it happened is that, you know, we locate and I, you know, we find a great candidate who wants to live in a specific city. And he's already or she's already interviewed with all these different companies that can't get them anywhere near their hometown. And so what we do, the way this clicked is that, you know, back in the 80s, we would get a phone book of, you know, the town identifying those companies you just mentioned, you know, the 90% that are small, privately owned, that are great for careers. And we'd identify those business leaders, those owners who have never met a military person before. Hmm. And when we say, hey, listen, we've got an Annapolis grad with an engineering degree, a Navy lieutenant, 7 years active duty, moving back to North Platte, I'd love to introduce him to you. They go, well, wow, you know, that sounds interesting. I don't know what I can do with them, but I'd love to meet them. Hmm. And then when they meet them, they are so impressed. We teach the candidate how to create that wow factor where they're so impressed that that person who had not planned on hiring anyone says, I'm going to bring this person in as a key leader in my team, because that business owner has never met someone like this before. And it's the same thing with great enlisted folks. I spoke at a conference once during 08. Remember the Great Recession of 08?
Oh, yeah.
08,
yes,
09.
Yeah.
I was at a military transition conference and had 200 people in the audience who were getting out of the military. And a guy raises his hand. He said, you guys could never place where I'm going. And I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Davenport, Iowa. And I said, okay, why could we not place you there? He goes, because it's 27% unemployment right now. And the whole room gasped. Mm. And I said, okay, why is that? And he said, because there's 4 steel mills in the town and they're all laying people off because of the Great Recession. And he said, and I've got to live there because I own a house there. You know, my family's from there. My wife's from there. My parents are there, the whole 9 yards. And I said, I'll bet you we could uncover things you never thought about. Long story short is that, yes, we, for 30 no's, you know, where the employer said, look, I'm laying people off. I couldn't hire someone if I wanted to. That 31st person answered the phone and said, you know what, I've got 30 employees and none of my business is here in Davenport. I just happen to be here. I'd love to meet him. He ended up hiring that master chief, that E8, as his right-hand person to run the whole production show.
Wow.
And that candidate, you know, was so thrilled that he found this great job right there in Davenport, Iowa. Well, those kinds of opportunities are everywhere. In my zip code alone in Virginia Beach are 3,000 companies. Mm-hmm. And I live in, you know, and of which 2,900 of them no one's ever heard of before.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Virginia Beach. I was mentoring a 22-year Navy veteran who she had just transitioned out. As she was looking for a job, she lived in Virginia Beach. And she was looking for a job in some kind of media. She wanted to do either marketing or public relations or something like that. And she went on several interviews, every time getting better and better. And I was trying to kind of coach her as best I could from a distance. And she ended up taking a job that she thought she wanted, didn't like, got out of that within a year, but then finally did find working for the government in Virginia Beach. So now
Okay. She
was so excited. And then when I talked to her after a couple of weeks on the new job, she said, I just don't get it around here. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, I'm just so used to in the military, when I tell somebody to do something, they do it. And she goes, these people are lazy. And I say, well, welcome to the world.
Yeah, that can be quite an eye-opener. You're right.
Yeah. Well, Neil, man, it's an honor to talk to you. This, what a great, great service MMG Leaders is. MMGLeaders.com is where you can check that out. But thank you for everything that you're doing for our veterans.
Well, it's an honor for us to do it. You know, I've been there. I did my 5 years active duty, did a career in the reserve. I've interviewed literally thousands one-on-one over 40 years. And, we have a goal of getting them hired into great careers located where they want to live. And, you know, it's a great thrill when we do it.
Oh, man, it's got to be so gratifying. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.